on ABC Central West. This is Alex James.
Yeah, nice to be with you this morning as we're heading into this lovely day together. And it's about that time we catch up with one of our vets. Rosie is with us from Orange Vet Hospital. Hello, Rosie. Thanks for joining us again.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Apparently you've been getting a lot of calls about some kind of database. I didn't realise we'd be doing some kind of tech chat with you this morning. What's going on?
So there is a national microchipping database that is shutting down. So I guess it's just creating a little bit of angst with pet owners. Does it affect my pet? What do I need to do? So the company is called HomeSafe ID, and it's one of the national microchipping databases that when we implant a chip, whoever implants it kind of has a linked or, you know, pays a fee to a certain national database to store those details.
Right.
So we don't use this registry. I'm not sure whether some clinics in Orange do or not, but obviously not every dog that's owned in Orange was microchipped in Orange.
Yep.
So New South Wales does have its own registry, the New South Wales Pet Registry.
Oh, okay.
And it's actually the only state in Australia that has their own registry.
I didn't know that.
So it causes confusion.
All the time.
Alone. So some places will, they automatically go onto the New South Wales Pet Registry. Some places will just put them on the New South Wales Pet Registry, and some will choose to pay for a national database as well. Our hospital does put them onto PetSafe, which is another national database. So it doesn't matter where that animal goes in Australia, whether it's sold, whether they're travelling, wherever that chip is scanned, whoever has access can then access those details. Whereas if they're on just the New South Wales Pet Registry, a vet clinic in Victoria is not allowed to have access to that database.
Right, okay.
So it's kind of, it's an issue of its own to a certain degree. But I guess from the other side of it, and the issue with this HomeSafe ID closing down, is that a lot of animals in other states, they just go onto a national database, which whoever implants chooses which one. RSPCA in Queensland actually did use HomeSafe ID, so there is a big population out there of pets that are just on that database.
Or people who've maybe moved down here, I imagine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so dogs that may have got rehomed down here at some stage, or, you know, owners have moved. So the concern is for those pet owners that when the database completely shuts down and we cannot access the information anymore, they still have a chip that works and functions and it has a number attached to it, but when you search that number, it doesn't lead to any client or animal details.
Because that's the difference, right? I think some people think you pop, like if you haven't had your dog microchipped or your cat or your pet, it gets popped in, you go, great, that's done. But you got to go through the registering part. It's like a two-step process, right?
So the actual scanner just scans and gives us a 12-digit number.
Sure, okay.
So then we have to enter that into a database with the owner's details on it, that kind of thing. So the concern is that there's then a chip that has no details attached to it. So I guess how to find out whether your pet is affected, you can, if you've got their chip number at home, just pop it into a website called petaddress.com.au.
Pet address.
And that will tell you what national database your dog's chip is on. So whether it was HomeSafe ID or PetSafe that we use, or there's other ones as well. And then if it is HomeSafe ID, your pet will need to be put onto a new database.
Okay.
So the chip will still work. It just needs to be entered onto a new database.
So just to clarify, and I apologize because you're probably going back over information you've just said, but so the way that you guys do it at OVH is you register with a different company that's not shutting down, that's nationwide, but then you're also registered with the New South Wales registry as well?
Yes.
So it's a dual thing for you
so
guys.
So the New South Wales, for implanters in New South Wales, it's compulsory. You have to enter them into the New South Wales database.
Okay.
But we choose to then enter them onto a national database as well, so we know that it's nationally recognised, the data's on a national registry.
Sure. And this other one, HomeSafe ID, was a national registry. It's going to shut down. So if you didn't get the chip done with you guys, then it's well worth checking if that's on your... Right, okay.
Yeah, definitely.
So then what do you... So you pop the numbers in, or you know already that you are part of that database. I mean, can you contact the company to get the information, or like what happens next?
Well, the information is just your details.
Yeah,
so it is literally just that you need your dog's or animal's chip number, and then you go on to another registry like PetSafe or Global Animal Records, I think it's another one, and enter in that you want to register your pet with their database.
Okay.
So then, whichever vet clinic scans it, we then enter that number in. it'll show us you are registered with PetSafe, and then we put our password in. It allows us to see your details and call the owner, say if it's a stray dog, we would call that owner to say that we've got their animal.
And it's something we can do at home. Like, I know that you guys are you're already pretty stretched thin, so this isn't something that you guys can
We certainly can assist.
Oh, can you?
And fantastic. If you want us to scan your dog
to get the number,
the chip, yeah.
Yeah,
to
great.
Get the chip, things like that, certainly.
Fantastic.
But yeah, if you go onto Pet Address, the website, there's all the different registries on there, so you can pick which one. I think they're on average about $20. And they're on there, you know, you can update the details whenever you need to as well.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's handy to know. Fantastic. Well, I mean, that gives us a good idea of what to do next. And I guess if people haven't had their dogs microchipped yet, and this is a bit of a reminder for them, just give you guys, I mean, you know, if you're a client, then that's something you guys can do as well. It's not a specialist thing you need to look out for.
No, and they don't need to be under anaesthetic or anything. It can just be a standard consult.
Yeah,
if they're there for something else, we'll offer the service, say, in addition to a vaccination. Otherwise, if your dog's vaccinated and up to date with everything else, but you've not microchipped them, the nurses can do that as well.
Oh, great. Okay, fantastic. Look, Rosie, thank you.
Okay.
Rosie there from Orange Vet Hospital. So it's the HomeSafe ID database that's being shut down. So you can jump onto the Pet Address website, and that's how you can find out if that impacts you. Are you listening into ABC Central West this morning?